It's hashtag third hour with Tobin, Leroy, and Beast with Robbie the Degenerate.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's hashtag third hour.
I know the song.
I just said it. Remember we played this song like all the time?
Right.
They played it for like every college football game last year.
No, I know. Bleed. No. Rock.
Nope.
Work.
I'll start the song over.
Maybe you should have gone with the...
Yeah, I had one that was...
Walk on water.
You said walk on water.
Walk. Yeah.
W-A-L-K. There was an easier one, but I feel like this one was more appropriate for our show.
Yeah,
because... What about walk this way?
Yeah, that was my other choice. I was a for sure layup. He would have gotten it, but I thought this was more appropriate because Tobin gets to do that thing.
So you're trying to multitask.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way,
I appreciate
Zach,
that,
a texter... would like to apologize for you being in that box, but he said, it's not your fault. Your dad got you boxed in.
Yeah. And you've been there before Beast has gotten you boxed in.
Never back
in. We had a tough walk down the hall during the break as I got a look for putting him in that predicament.
Sorry.
Why? I just wanted to hear his – look, here's how radio works. You have some points, and we smash them.
Yeah.
Then you try – to support them with facts or reasoning.
Now
we do that to each other.
Speaking of smashing, we during the break watched the Rudy Gobert video.
Oh my goodness, Beast! It's embarrassing.
I haven't seen the video.
It's embarrassing.
Tweet it out.
I did. Just go to my Twitter account right now.
Okay.
Watch the Rudy Gobert video.
Zach, roll over here so we can react to this.
You don't even have to sound. But go to like the last 20 seconds of the video.
Okay.
It was like a minute long where he's talking about like. I had a lot of things that I put in my. I was going to put on social media.
Okay, we're in the last 20 seconds here. Here we go. He turned away from the mics.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and like he like leaned up against the wall. Like he was so overcome with emotion. The former defensive player of the year.
Oh, he covered his eyes.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
He can't even hold himself up.
Yep.
And he says, no, he waves everybody off, and he walks off.
And he leans on the wall.
He's an ugly crier.
Oh. Man, he got in his feels. I mean, on one hand, I'm a snowflake, so it's like, hey, if men want to cry, it's fine. It's cool. But on the other hand, it's like, bruh. You're a grown-ass adult.
You can't be the defensive menace who's called other people soft.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
And...
I don't even...
You do that.
I mean, wow.
Mickey.
It's so much worse.
It's so much worse than I thought
it was gonna... Like, than the tweets were making it out to be, it's so much worse.
Yeah, I thought that it was going to be something like, oh, there was a sting in his eye. Like,
right.
You know, and I didn't make the All-Star team. Just a little bit. No. He's like, oh, that's like I just got done watching The Notebook. He's bawling.
Seriously, I had less tears watching Beaches.
And look, I'm not a person who, like, if you're a man, you cry. That's cool. There's some times to cry.
Different meal.
One of those times to cry is not there.
When Rudy makes a sack every time.
And at least, like, for me, like, he's like, you know, like, you can tell it's over emotion for other people. This is crying over you getting an All-Star snub and collapsing into a wall.
I take it he's made the All-Star game before?
I think he has. Rudy Gobert, I mean, he's Defensive Player of the Year last year, for God's sakes. Let's see. Rudy Gobert.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't see it.
He has not.
Oh, wow. Then it's kind of like a career snubbing.
Yeah, but...
Like, I thought he would have made it last year.
Shouldn't you hold it together in case there's a replacement?
That'd be awkward.
Wait!
How bad?
Wait! Shouldn't you hold it together in case you have to meet all the guys that will mess with you?
Oh, Joel, can you imagine next time Joel Embiid?
Joel Embiid told somebody he has a space in his head.
Hey, where's
what do you think he's going to say to Rudy Gobert?
Where's the All-Star game this year?
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
It's bad.
He can't.
Somebody says three words. He is French.
He can't.
Wow.
Whoa. Like, he can't. Like, a lot of players show up to All-Star Weekend just to, like, chill. He can't be one of those guys, right? Like, we can't see him anywhere near there, right?
He's not. No. Let me explain something to you, Beast. You don't go hang out at the game you were snubbed at. That's just not normal.
He just cried. Is that normal?
If he cried about not being there, you think he's going to go and watch?
I don't even like to call it crying. Like, he wept.
Hey, man.
It was a full-out emotional breakdown.
Right.
He played Utah twice already this year, right, Robbie?
Yes, they have. So no chance, unfortunately.
Oh, somebody said he lost $1 million bonus.
He'll be fine.
Wait a minute. If I lost $1 million, I'd be pretty shaken up.
Really? You cry like that when the McRib got canceled.
I've never once had a McRib. Never had a McRib.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
By the way, Rudy Gobert is in the midst of a $100 million contract.
Yeah, so I guess he's not hurt.
He's all right.
Speaking of...
That's terrible.
Speaking of the All-Star game, Adam Silver. By the way, did we catch that Chuck bite that he said it was Commissioner Stern?
Yeah.
For a second? Yeah, okay.
Yes.
I'm telling you, Commissioner Stern, you think Anthony Davis is going to be on the Lakers and Commissioner Stern's watch? No, sir.
Remember, he blocked the Chris Paul thing to the Lakers.
Yeah, you know what annoys me about that, too, with David Stern? He still is like to this day, it was a bad deal. I wasn't going to allow that. I'm like, all right, man. You had crybaby Dan Gilbert in your back pocket.
Anywho, the NBA added Dwayne Wade and Dirk to the All-Star team as special roster additions. So we like that. One last dance gets one last All-Star game.
It's awesome.
Like that. Speaking of the Heat, they play the Thunder tonight. American Airlines Arena tip-off is at 8. Zaz and Tommy have the pregame at 7 right here in your flagship station for the Miami Heat. AM 790 FM 104.3 should do the ticket. Panthers made a trade with the Penguins. The Cats picking up a couple centers for Nick Bukestad. Did I get that right?
Bukestad.
Why do I can't? Where is he from? Like, what is that? Is that, like, Slovenian? Is that
going to make you pronounce it more if you know where he's from?
I just want to know. Like, yeah, like, maybe we'll help.
What is its origin?
He's born in Minnesota.
What is his origin?
He was born in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
you're digging a big hole.
Jesus.
Minus one. He's Gordon Bombay.
Minus one.
How is Bukestad born in Minnesota?
Really?
God,
he doesn't even have an accent. Oh. He's like American as they get.
Giant American.
With like
6'6".
With a weird last name, man.
Jeez.
Okay. Former Dolphins special teams coach Darren Rizzi is going to go coach with the Saints. The Carolina Panthers defensive end Julius Peppers is deciding to hang it up. By the way, go watch that video and don't cry. Huh. The Julius Peppers retirement video.
Oh, is it
That's a weeper.
Huh. That's what Rudy Gobert was watching.
if I were Rudy Gobert, I would have said, listen, I just watched the Julius Peppers retirement video. That's why I'm all broken up. The Bulls have, they made a little deal with the Thunder, which allowed them to cut Carmelo Anthony. So, Tobin, if you want to get on your boat and go out there and go fishing, feel free.
No, you can.
We're gassing up right now.
We can fish for that in our lake in the backyard.
What was your meme today? It was rough sailing out there?
Yeah, I put a meme of me and Pat Riley on a boat together. I was helping
him steer. People, there was a ton of people that were like, why is Pat Riley steering the boat? I don't understand. It's like, what don't you understand?
Yeah, what's not to understand?
Like, what don't you get?
We're out here whaling. And by the way, don't think I'm going to stop with the whale memes, people. People are getting very mad at me, Leroy. Like,
no,
it's
you
turned.
Just move on.
It's turned. Because people used to like my whale memes, and now all of a sudden, these Heat fans are so shaken because, you know, we're like 0-15. But I don't stop. I'm not going
to
stop.
No, you don't have to tell me. I'm familiar with your work.
I don't care. We're going to keep going.
As long as there is an NBA and players to be had, you will wail.
As soon as a talented player is disgruntled, I'm on it like a bloodhound.
Right.
I'm ready to roll.
Until you don't want them.
That's right.
A la Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
Beast. Bukestad is from Minnesota with a Scandinavian last name, which is... pretty common.
People from Minnesota kind of talk funny.
I don't want
No, but they all overs. Like they're Nordic, Scandinavian. Like
hey, Robbie, I just sent you this video. Apparently, there's this clip from the Dan Patrick Show today. People are like going crazy
over Kyler Murray.
Yeah, he apparently looked like really bad on this.
Oh well, we're allowed to use that because Dan Patrick has stuff on the FTP.
Yeah, we get their interviews. So why don't you? I emailed it to you, Robbie. Let's hear this Kyler Murray. Let me know when you're ready with it, because apparently it was bad
from beginning to end. From beginning to end.
Yeah, let's just roll with it. Let's
see
how this
goes. Yeah, just go. We'll do what we do.
Are you going to the combine?
I don't know.
Well, wait, Dad, is he going to the combine? Dad had no comment.
No comment on that. Wow.
Pro day?
I mean, that's after the combine.
Yeah, are you going to do a pro day? Yeah?
Jesus.
Yeah.
I guess if you want to say yeah, I guess, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. It's okay. You can have a pro day. But
would imply that I was going to play football.
Okay. So you're going to have a pro day? When do you report for the Oakland A's?
February 15th.
Oh, you knew that. Okay. So you're ready to go to do that. Wait, are you going to spring training?
I don't know.
Wait, you don't know? Dad, is he going to spring training?
You guys are missing this.
Another no comment.
Idiots. Idiots.
You know these microphones are on right now. Like we're,
yeah, I know, okay, I know, okay. I know.
I'm just saying.
You do realize what he's all doing, right?
How tough is it that you're doing this with Gatorade, but you know every place you go is going to ask you the same questions?
I'm getting pretty good at answering, you know, these questions.
No, so. You're not answering them.
Well, exactly.
You're shaking me off here. Yeah, no, you know, I feel like I'm trying to tackle you.
No, yeah, everybody keeps asking the same questions.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they'll soon be answered.
All right.
No, I didn't think it was. No, look. Go, anybody who thinks that, yeah. do you understand why he's not answering any of those questions?
Money. Tell us.
Because it's still up in the air whether he's going to play football or baseball, and they don't want to say anything that would hint if he's going to do one over the other.
You think he doesn't know what he's doing yet?
I think he doesn't.
Oh.
Here's why. Do you want to know why?
Yes, yeah. Why?
Okay, because he's still trying to work something out with the A's, but at the same time, he hasn't been drafted yet. So if he commits to football and gets drafted in the third round, then what? So you kind of have to be up in the air. But he did say, hey, I'm going to report to camp.
Mm-hmm. To A's camp.
Right. Because he's already taken the money from them, so he has to report.
Yeah.
Say, is he going to have a pro day? They go, well, the reason why he won't answer that question is because if you answer that first question, you're going to get follow-up questions.
Do you think he's allowed to have a pro day under his baseball contract?
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
Sure, he can have a pro day.
Well, you know why? Because I watched Deion's double play last night, which was awesome. It was a really good 30 for 30. And, the Braves were, you know, the whole thing was interesting. And Deion made this really good point because I didn't know this. This was a little bit before I was, like, deep into sports coverage as a kid. So,
right.
You know, the first season that he was really doing it and the Braves were good and it was a conflict, he did it not under contract. Like, his contract ended at July 31st.
Right.
So Deion's like, I don't understand why the Braves are getting so pissed at me. I'm not under contract. I'm doing this on a wink, wink, handshake deal. So, like, I can go play for the Falcons if I want to. Like, don't tell me what to do. I'm kind of doing you guys a solid here because your guy got busted for a drug suspension.
Right.
So they had a talk in the offseason, him and Sherholtz, who do not like each other, that the next year he was going to be fully committed to the Braves if they were in the playoffs. And so Deion's like, yeah, I'm going to be fully committed. So if you guys have playoff games, I'll be there. And so what they thought was, okay, he's not going to go to football practice at all. He goes, oh, no. I'm going to go. I'm going to not miss any games, but I'm going to go to practice because what else am I going to do? He played in Atlanta. He played in both. So it really didn't hinder him at all. So that's why I was just asking. I was like, well, I wonder if he is going to report to spring training, is there some kind of hindrance there? But the one thing I would say, because his dad's there with him, I'm sure he's getting a ton of money from Gatorade to do a radio tour on Radio Row.
Right.
They kind of got to know that they got to know those questions are going to come, and they got to have
No, there is no answer.
Yeah, but wait a minute. First of all,
there's no
there is a chance though, right? That there's some handler that goes to Dan Patrick. Hey, you're not allowed to ask about X, Y, and Z.
There's no way Dan Patrick, who's one of the biggest sports shows,
they're not
going to
let him on.
He's not going on the Dan
Patrick
show.
Right, then he wouldn't go on, right?
Okay, so in that case, Kyler Murray with Gatorade. I'm sure Gatorade has a great PR person because it's Gatorade. I'm sure they are like, here's what our answers are to this, because we know we don't quite have an answer yet. But like, maybe it was just with Kyler because he is young and he is doing, I'm sure, a lot of interviews that day. Maybe just got exhausted with the questions. I don't know.
I'm guessing as of right now, like after this went viral, right now there's several PR people giving him a script.
Great. You know what that means? He's dropping to the Dolphins.
No, but
what?
What did you just do? Like,
what did
you guys
do?
Think that made him look bad?
A lot of people were saying this thing doesn't look bad.
Well, Leroy.
Oh my God!
No, wait a minute.
He's 20-something years old.
You want him to have a professional
answer?
Leroy,
you're a moron.
You're not. Wait a minute. You're not watching. Like, did you watch it or did you just hear it? Because if you watch the video, it makes him look really bad.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So, all right. Fine. He's bad for not answering those questions.
Hey, man, this could be Laramie Tunsil, Gas Mask 2.0.
Like, all I know is that he is 21 years old, and he has to give an interview on behalf of Gatorade without answering the question whether he's going to play football or baseball.
Yeah.
And he's doing it on the run.
I understand. Well, I don't think that's his first interview because we saw
him. No, it's not. I'm not saying it's his. Look. I'm not saying it's his first interview.
I don't think it's his fault. I think it's his PR people's fault for not having
whoever,
a strategy.
Look, man, you know how many of those guys that are in Dan Patrick's shoes, you can tell them, here's what you're asking, here's what's not. Maybe, you know, Kyler Murray, look, it's live radio, okay? And maybe they handed him a thing that said, please don't ask these questions.
No, he did it anyway. There's not.
He did it anyway.
No, then Dan Patrick just would have said, he's not coming on the show. Yeah, he's not coming on.
He's not coming on the show.
All right. That's fine.
If that's the case, I'll tell you this. If that's the case that they're going to put him on Radio Row on Super Bowl week.
Right.
And he's not prepared to ask about what his football future is.
Right.
That's a bad job by whoever's around
right,
him.
Right. That's what I just said. Like, that's a horrible
look,
fail by Gatorade's PR people.
They asked him, look, here's how this works. I'm familiar with the media's work.
Oh, God.
Okay?
Here we go.
They handed him a list of questions. Please don't ask about this, 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 and this. Okay? So what Dan Patrick did was, hey, are you going to have a workout? Hey, when does camp start? So he never asked him if he's playing football or baseball, but he asked him all the questions that would maybe.
No,
and so then Kyler's like.
He's asked, are you going to the combine?
He asked common sense questions.
Are you going to have a pro day?
Dan Patrick wasn't there out to get him.
Again, I understand that. But he's sitting there going, hey, if I answer these questions, is it giving up anything? So he's wondering. You understand what I'm saying? It's possible that Dan Patrick probably came up with questions that weren't on that list. And Kyler Murray said, uh-oh, I don't know.
It's like I would side with you if Dan Patrick threw some whoppers out there, but there was like nothing he asked was any kind of like –
Again,
tough question.
I'm not saying they were tough questions, but I'm kind of getting, without even seeing the video, I'm kind of thinking that Kyler was probably like, if I answer this, am I giving anything away? And he start looking around.
Well, then it's Gatorade's fault for not prepping him well to have answers.
Is it possible that they prepped him and Dan Patrick asked questions that weren't? So he had questions? He had doubts?
No, because
Dan didn't ask anything like,
you know, are you into, you know, do you like collies or terriers?
Beast, I know. To say that was a bad look, though.
It was a bad look?
All right.
Powerade would have had
man,
this problem.
I just know this.
No, but
I just know this. When I was that age, I wasn't well groomed and I didn't have all my stuff together and whatever. And so there might have been a moment in time where I didn't quite know which way to go or answer a question because I was, well, 20 something years old. And because you guys are so damn smart and you always have your stuff together, you would have been so much more prepared. That's what I'm pissed off about.
I get you, man, and I can understand that. But it's also like we're also living in a day and age where a 90 second clip of Kyler Murray is going to be getting all the exposure. It's
that's right. Yeah.
Is it the same thing with happened with Adam Gase?
Yeah. Sure.
Wait.
Absolutely.
Hold on 1 second. Wait, yeah. Why does Gatorade hire Kyler Murray to be a spokesperson? Why? Because they know he's a thing.
Because he's awesome.
Right.
That's
correct.
Why.
He's a thing. Okay. Whatever he does, it's going to get noticed.
Right.
So, like, it can't go both ways.
What do you mean it can't go both
ways? Like, in
ways?
Other words, like, Kyler Murray can't be like, yeah, I'm a Gatorade spokesperson because they know whatever I do with Gatorade, it's going to get noticed. But on the other hand, you know what? I can't be unsure of what I'm going to say because that's not going to get noticed.
We have mentioned Gatorade an awful lot.
We have.
Right.
Pedialyte would have had it handled.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah, good for you, Gatorade.
They got right. But I'm saying, man, it's a tough spot to be in. At that age, I don't know why everybody thinks just because you're 21 and you won a Heisman that you're so much smarter than a 21-year-old.
We'll be back after this. All right, welcome back, guys. We are live from the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. We're here at the Poker Room. Now, let's give a pair of tickets right away right now to Chris Stapleton, October 12th at the Coral Sky Amphitheater. You guys can get your tickets now. They went on sale today at LiveNation.com if you don't win now. But call number 3 on the contest. Line 786-534-0790. 786-534-0790 gets a pair of tickets to see Chris Stapleton. Yeah, a lot of reaction to that, the Kyler Murray stuff and what was going on. He was on with Dan Patrick.
I get it. Look, and, I get it. Like, he should be prepared. But again, to me, it just seemed like it wasn't that he wasn't prepared or couldn't answer the question. It was almost like he was hesitant because he wasn't sure if he was going to be revealing anything by saying, I'm having a pro day or something along those lines. Well, not that, that he was.
That certainly is like the case. Like when you have like the A's trying to woo you and break baseball rules.
This is a unique situation.
Yeah, definitely.
And the whole time, from the time he's won the Heisman until now, the one thing that he's tried to do is try not to reveal whether he's playing baseball or football. And he kind of tried to get back to that point at the end of it. So at answering any question, it's almost like he's looking going, hey, am I like.
Yeah, I mean, man, if I was him, I'd still do the football thing. I'd give it a shot.
No, I know, but here's the difference between football and baseball, okay? In baseball, you get drafted and then you decide. Mm-hmm. Right? Football, it doesn't really work like that. You know what I mean? It's like you have to be committed to it. Otherwise, teams, there's only, you know, 7 draft picks. And if a team is going to invest in you, they kind of need to know. So the conversations he's having with these teams, right, is a little different than the conversation he might be having on this tour.
Yeah, I just think that these types of things, when we're in the day and age, the draft is not meant for anybody to think of anything good about you. Like, all of the draft is meant, how are you going to F this up?
Right, exactly. Well,
like, what are the chances you're going to not work out? Right. More so than the chances that you are going to work out.
But in general, of all the sports, football is a very negative sport.
Yeah.
It just is.
Yeah.
It is. The success rate is the one sport where they expect 100% perfection, whereas in all the other sports, 40, 35%, 30% baseball, you know, you're still great. And so because it's so much closer to perfection than all the other sports, whether your speed fits, your strength fits, your immeasurables as far as, you know, how you handle yourself on the football field, all those things come into play, and they want as close to perfection as possible. So anything that you do gets picked apart.
Oh, no doubt. Everything you do. I mean, look how many spots Laramie Tunsil dropped because of a gas mask video, for God's sakes.
Well, damn.
What?
Like, that's different.
What?
Dude, Wait.
In today's day and age with medical marijuana?
If I was Kyler Murray, I would just say, I don't want to do what Larry Metunsil did. Because he said, hey, was that you in the gas mask? Yes, it was. Did you take the money?
Yes, I did. All right, that's a question.
Commercial?
He's too honest.
Right. So.
Also, he's a left tackle. Because you imagine if that was a quarterback.
He would have fallen out of the first round.
They still drafted Ryan Leaf.
That's true.
No, but different time, different time, different age with Ryan Leaf.
Marino. What?
Huh?
Dan Marino.
What about him?
Dan Marino.
What? You got a problem?
Wait, let's not even look. Let's not even talk about Johnny Manziel.
Oh.
Right. Right. So look, man, I
By the way, Perk says emphatically no way would he have fallen out of the first round.
Definitely a quarterback?
No chance. No, he's talking about Larry Metunsil.
If Larry Metunsil was a quarterback.
No chance.
If he was a quarterback, okay, no way.
No chance.
I don't know, Perk.
No chance.
I don't know.
Perk. Pay no mind to him. He's just over here doing his thing.
Dude, if your quarterback of the future had a gas mask on, I would think the cowards of the
NFL. He's talking about Larry Metunsil.
No, we were saying.
If that person was a quarterback.
If Larry Metunsil was a quarterback.
That's what the question was.
Let me ask, what if it was Lamar Jackson? I'm getting ready to do it right now.
Go ahead.
I'm going to set up the scenario.
Go ahead.
What if it was Lamar Jackson?
If there was video of Andrew Luck. Puff and giving.
Gas masking.
Guess where he goes?
Second round.
Number one overall.
He goes.
Perk is emphatic in saying he'd go number one overall.
Because you guys know he's awesome. That's why.
Right.
Take it to draft night before.
Same thing.
Please. No, you don't know. No, because we're hindsight is 2020. Like, we're looking.
Really?
We know what Andrew Luck is now. So
really?
He's 100%. Beast is right. I can't believe I'm saying this. Beast is right.
No.
Like, it'd be like. If Joe Montana was caught with a gas mask, he definitely would have gone.
Dude, no, back then, no, I think he would have been accepted.
I think it was a third-round pick.
It was a third-round pick.
Damn it.
Listen. Man, look. There's exceptions to every rule.
If Tom Brady had a gas mask.
Andrew Luck, he wouldn't have got drafted because he went 199.
Yeah,
that's different. You can't use that one.
That's why I said, oh, never mind.
Yeah, you boxed yourself in.
I didn't box anything in.
Close yourself in and tape it shut.
Yeah, make sure you.
You've been boxed in.
You guys, hey, that's a unicorn right there. The rare I box myself in.
I'm a self boxer.
So no, absolute. But look, let me be very clear, and Perk can attest to this. The exceptions to the rules that we have just discussed are off the chart as far as the talent of the player. For example, Gregory. Right? Dude from that.
Randy Gregory.
Randy Gregory.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Somebody still re-signed him. Mm-hmm. Okay? How fast did they pick up Reuben Foster?
Fast.
Okay.
Yeah, claim off waivers.
So let's hold on.
But
I don't care what position.
No, but you're missing out on something.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Can I just make one point?
Go ahead.
Which is the point is when you're drafting someone, you don't know what their ceiling is. You think you do. You say it all the time. You say you don't know what you're drafting. When you Reuben Foster and guys like that, you've already seen them play.
Okay. Let me explain something to you.
Then. Yes.
If something would have happened with Cam Newton, right?
Oh, if Cam Newton had a gas mask?
Yeah.
Out of the first round.
What if Cam Newton was doing a rail of coke?
No.
Oh, if he did the firster?
Yeah.
Number one pick overall.
No way, man.
No way.
That's crazy.
How screwed up quarterbacks are?
Let me say. They send him to rehab, then draft him first overall.
No.
Let me explain something to you guys. Let me explain something to you guys.
You're wrong this time.
Let me explain something to you guys. You think that your football is all holier than thou.
No, we
don't. But I'm telling you this. It's all fair game until the public finds out.
I understand.
No, I'm telling you how it is.
Listen, you got to have this scenario.
No,
seriously.
Give me any scenario.
This isn't Johnny Manziel with rumors. I'm saying the night of the draft.
Johnny Manziel was.
No, this is first round.
Night of the draft. Peekaboo. There's off the gas mask. It's Cam Newton.
He might fall to three.
Get out of here. Get the hell out of here.
Dude, and let me ask you something.
No.
Wait.
Perk is so emphatically on your side, I can't even believe it.
Let me put it in perspective. Cam Newton have a bag of weed under his arm, with the tube going into it.
Hold on.
Let me finish, right? And your Jaguars pick third.
By the way, I have that draft in front of me.
and your Jaguars pick third.
Hold on.
No.
Hold on.
No.
I would pick him. Tom Coughlin would not.
No.
Tom Coughlin would
wait,
not.
Yeah, you wait a minute.
Tom Coughlin would not pick him.
Mr. Mustache would come right in and say,
"You think Shad Khan with his bong would just
yes?"
And the Jaguars ended up with Blaine Gabbert in that draft.
You can't trust Tobin. Like Tobin, of course Tobin would take him. That's not the question.
Okay. Look, you have to understand these teams that are drafting in the top five and how bad they've been. Okay, and then see a unicorn like Cam Newton or a unicorn like Jadeveon Clowney.
A unicorn because he's on so much herb in a gas mask on draft night.
Okay. All right, here's another one.
Go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Randy Moss.
Rumors, not a gas mask video.
What?
And he fell like a stone.
He got in a ton of trouble. He fell. But guess what? Somebody is always going to want a fast Hall of
Guess
Famer.
What?
Talent is talent.
Guess what?
Right.
Hey, not the quarterback.
Hey.
Not the quarterback.
There was a running back.
Okay. Not the quarterback.
Who punched a lady in the face? He got drafted in the second round.
Yep.
Bro.
I'm not saying he's not getting drafted.
People.
But I'm saying a quarterback.
Quarterback.
Peekaboos with the gas mask. Second round.
People are out on Nkosi Perry because he had money in his lap and a sex video.
College is different. Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Would Jacksonville take him? At quarterback?
Not Coughlin. No way. Stiff Coughlin?
Coughlin,
would you be
Coughlin
mad?
Would not take him.
Would you be mad?
Coughlin still thinks weed kills you.
Right? Hey, look, you guys keep living in this
little
dream
world.
Don't
we have a war on
drugs? I'm telling you the reality of pro football.
Tom Coughlin still calls it hippie grass.
You think everybody is like an angel?
No.
Right. You know the guys that fall in the second round? When everybody knows. But if a couple of people know, right, and the team do their due diligence, and they say, hey, nobody knows about this, guess what? Jacksonville drafted.
Yeah, but in this scenario, everybody found out about it. It was the first thing Schefter broke. Breaking news here at the NFL
and guess
draft
what?
Tonight.
And guess
gas
what?
Gas mask.
Yeah, not only was he a first rounder, he's still playing.
You were supposed to be number one. He dropped to what, 13?
The Ravens were going to take him at 6, and they took Ronnie Stanley instead.
How's that working out for him? So guess what? The next guy with a gas mask, they're going to say, it's just weed. We'll pick him up.
It was the best video ever. Oh, man. Dude picks are next. All right. It is Doom pick time. It's time to get down to business, everybody. Now, everybody has their three picks that they took from the Doom box. We also are picking the Super Bowl.
And the score.
What is the spread, Robbie?
The Patriots are 3-point favorites.
Okay. You want me to start off?
Yeah, you go.
All right, fantastic. All right. This dude, Ted, holding back Sean McVay. Over-unders at 1.5. I think that Sean McVay is going to be over-careful in this game because of the big stage. Over-careful, under.
What?
Under.
The get-back coach is 5 every game. I'm telling you from personal experience.
Nope.
Get-back coach have the ball during the Super Bowl.
I'm telling you.
You lose that one
under.
Easily.
Nope, I got this one.
Get back coaches 3 or 4.
Will any scoring drive be less than the national anthem, which is sung by
two
Gladys
minutes.
Knight?
Minute 47. 2 minutes.
Minute 47 is the over-under. I say yes.
Yes.
I say yes. A scoring drive will be scored. Will be less.
Now, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is a pick six a scoring drive?
No.
No.
Okay.
Whoa.
I say this. Next. Maroon 5, first song, either Makes Me Wonder or The Field. I'm going The Field.
The Field.
I would go with The Field, yeah.
I'm going The Field. And finally, my Super Bowl prediction, Patriots 35, Rams 21.
What are you doing? How dare
All right.
you?
All right, here.
No!
Here, I got it. I got he put the super reverse double jinx on it.
Yeah.
All right, I have total Donald Trump tweets on Twitter.
What's the over under?
6.
Oh man,
I'm like over. Has he ever had less than 6 tweets?
I'd be careful. Last year in the Super Bowl, he had 2 because I think there was a train crash that day.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Because he does have a pregame interview though.
Yeah, he does. And then he'll have to respond.
Is he gonna live tweet during the game? Like, he's not gonna like, hey, great pass, Brady.
He loves Brady. And Kraft and Belichick.
Oh no, okay. I'm definitely going over. It's okay. The whole day.
What was
the whole day? Yes.
Happens
until 11:59.
Like, yeah, to 11:59. And you know if something happens, right? If the Patriots win, he gonna send 3 texts just from that.
Ooh.
Right about his boys.
Yes, you gotta congratulate everybody.
Yeah. Super Bowl MVP.
All right.
Odds to win. Brady versus the field. I'm going with the field. And will Tony Romo correctly predict ahead of the play over 7.5?
He was at under 72% in the AFC Championship.
Well, I'm going to say over simply because the Patriots always run that little
and he got
that
to do them
quick
last
pass.
Week.
Right.
He got to
and
do
he
last
did
week.
Their game last week.
Jim is
so
a pass.
He's pretty familiar. Right.
Ooh, Jim.
Yeah, so it's going to be way over.
What is the score, Leroy? I know you said it yesterday. I forgot.
I have the final score, Rams 31, Patriots 27. Brady will get the ball at the end, drive down the field. He will not finish the drive.
Ooh.
All right, Beast, what do you got, man?
All right, and Zach's ready with his pick as well, but here we go with my prop bets. The jersey number of the first touchdown scorer, over or under 26.5. Zach and I discussed it during the break. It's going to be James White or Rex Burkhead, both over 26.5, so we go over.
Okay.
How many songs will be played during the halftime show? Now, Maroon 5, it's not just them. They've got a couple guests with them, and a medley counts as more than one song.
Gotcha.
So I'm going over 7.5.
Over 7.5 songs.
7.5 songs?
Yeah, because they're going to play 3 or 4 songs from these other people, right?
No, they don't play the other people's songs. They just kind of – it's rappers, so Travis Scott will probably just rap.
Is the bet Maroon 5 songs or halftime
show? No, it's the halftime
show. Songs in general.
Halftime show.
It's not going to be over 7 songs.
Okay, well.
Okay, go ahead. Go over.
Okay.
That's almost a whole album.
How many
so
players?
So you going to play an album at halftime?
You realize if they play 10 seconds, like a little ditty of another song, that's another song.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, ditty.
How many players will have a passing attempt? Over, under 2.5, which basically means, does someone other than a quarterback throw a football? I say yes, I go over 2.5. My pick for the game. Patriots, 31, Rams, 21.
Why are you getting so outraged? I mean, like, it's the same pick I had, basically.
No, you said 35-21, and you did it to annoy me.
I didn't do it to annoy you. That's
you
what
did.
I think's going to happen.
No, you don't.
Why are you so buzzed? I didn't even going to watch the game.
Yeah, I'm not watching the game. I'm watching Nat Geo Wild.
Zach, you've been thinking about this for 2 weeks.
No, even Nat Geo Wild's going to have little Super Bowl uniforms on them. And they're going to have Super Bowl edition. Of
all right, Zach, what do you got, man?
Zach, give it to us. Come on.
I'm going to go Patriots 38, Rams 31.
Whoa. High scoring
affair.
He likes the over.
Does that put it on the over? Yeah,
yeah, way over. Yeah.
You have Brady winning the MVP.
Who wins the MVP?
It's a tough one.
Hogan.
Hogan. His favorite player. He has a Hogan jersey.
Hogan?
Hogan.
I got to go either Brady or James White.
Hogan, we got to have some fat odds.
By the way, Zach has a Hogan jersey. Tobin saw it, and he saw Zach wear his receiver gloves, which he's going to wear on Sunday.
All right, Robbie, what do you got, man?
All right.
Hey, hold up. Let's back up a bit.
What?
Are we eating our food with those gloves? We got to keep them on the whole game. You know what the rules are of watching a game.
Oh, no, he keeps them on
once
the whole game.
Once you are pot committed to the outfit.
No, it's not true.
You can't take off the gloves.
Bad juju. No, if it's going bad, there's switcheroo. What are you talking
about? Well, yeah, but it doesn't go bad.
During the AFC Championship game, I wore the same outfit.
Yeah, he's committed.
He wore the same underwear.
You've never done shirt switcheroo?
Oh.
Really?
Set on
of
the
course.
Same spot on the cup.
Let me tell you, I have changed jerseys at halftime. This one sucks. It's too tight. I need another jersey. That's why I said,
"Fuck." Yeah, but you were actually, you were actually in the game.
Right? They said, "No, no, your jersey's not too small. Those pants are too big."
All right, what do you got, Robbie?
All right. Will CBS show Kent State versus Miami of Ohio highlights? For those of you that don't know,
of course,
that's Julian Edelman played at Kent State against Sean McVay in Miami of Ohio. I think the sucker's bet is to say yes. I don't think you know. Why would it even come up in conversation? I'm going to go no. They're not going to show it.
I feel like you're reaching on that one.
Yeah, that's stupid.
There's a classic Vegas trick. They always get the suckers to go yes and over. It's a classic Vegas move. I'm not taking the bait. Which also, there's a connection here. How many times will CBS show pictures of Sean McVay in college? Again, why would it even come up? The total is set at 1.5. It's going to go under, and the under pays better.
All right.
And this one. The national anthem. How long will it take for Gladys Knight to sing the national anthem? Total is set at 1:47.
Always tough.
This has gone over just about every year, but last couple years it's been over 2 minutes. Now it's starting to come down to 1:47. I timed myself singing it earlier today before the show. And I made sure to take long, you know, enunciate a few words, and I only got to 1:28. So this is going to go under.
Hey, man, you're not Gladys Knight.
You should have recorded that.
Wait, there's also a musical intro and all that stuff.
No, yeah, it's oh, say, and you know,
oh, no.
Yeah, you got to put the cadences in there. You can't just go, oh, say, can you see this? It doesn't work like that.
God bless him.
Oh, my God, you're a national treasure.
All right, man, what's your Super Bowl pick?
All right, the spread is 3. I think the Patriots, and unfortunately, I think this game might push, but I think it's going to go. They're going to find a way to win at the end, 35-31.
35. So we all – you're the only one who picked the Rams, Leroy.
Listen. I'm too busy.
Oh, man.
Robbie, you do realize Old Say is not the intro music, right?
By the way, like 128, no one gets it done at 128.
No, I'm pretty sure the bet is once the first word is spoken.
Yes.
That's when it takes off.
Is it?
Yeah, because I had Aguilera last year in the bet, and she screwed me.
She didn't even put no Christina Aguilera into it.
No,
because she knows she has a tendency.
I thought she was going to,
but
and did, she
wait,
didn't.
Did, is one
they
of
probably
years, like,
told
she
her? They probably
knows.
Gave her a heads up. Hey, don't be messing around with this song.
The problem is, it's recorded beforehand. Someone can make a lot of money on that.
Yeah, I don't think these prop bets. I think there's a pretty hard limit on them. I don't think you're allowed to bet that much.
I mean, I'm telling you, like, people don't understand the comedic value of this dude. Without even trying.
Well, timed it out.
Who's that? I timed it to place a bet.
Before the show.
He goes, I timed it. No. Hey, God. First of all, I would like to bet over under you singing the national anthem in 1:28 again.
Like, yeah, no. I thought if we had more time, I
should have been videoing it.
I would love to time Robbie singing the anthem.
All right, we'll do it.
I thought like he was going to say, I watched. I thought he was going to.
Hey, Perk, do you mind if we take a minute of your show?
No.
Okay, here we go.
Have all the words?
Yeah.
We don't do this now.
Here we go.
I can do it on command. I got to get on.
Ready? 3.
You need time to warm up.
Well, I need the lyrics.
3. What do you mean you need the lyrics of the national anthem? 3, 2, 1.
Oh, say, can you see? And then you pause. By the way. And then I start mumbling it. I'm sure she would have, like,
breath.
Yeah, breath, and, you know, she goes extra on that. Yeah, I got it out to her. And then the last part.
But the key is the free, right, Robbie?
Yeah.
And the home of the brave?
Yeah, those are the two. You take extra long on those two, and then I still got to 1:28. Trust me, I didn't just go
right through. It's only been 36 seconds.
Everybody enjoy the games. Talk to you Monday.